بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we will attempt to go through a beautiful surah of the Quran, and that is chapter 87, Surah Al-A'la. And the importance of this surah is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite it frequently. And I would not be exaggerating if I say that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to handpick this particular surah to recite it every single night. And he would recite it every single week. And he would recite it every single year. Wow. He used to recite it every single night when he prays witr. And most of the time the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to pray 3 rak'ahs of witr, in which he would recite in the first rak'ah, سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى, and in the second, الكافرون, and in the third, الإخلاص. He used to recite it every single week on Fridays. And that was his habit, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read Surah Al-A'la and the surah that comes after it, which is chapter 88, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, every single Friday. Sometimes he would alternate and recite Surah Al-Jumu'ah and Surah Al-Munafiqeen. But most of the time he would recite this. He would recite it every single year, twice a year, that is, on Eid prayer. So he would recite this in the first rak'ah and Surah Al-Ghashiyah in the second rak'ah. And if you analyze this, it surely tells you what great meanings these surahs have and contain, to the extent that the Prophet used to recite it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as often as you had heard. So this is a surah that is great, full of meaning, and that we should recite it and learn it by heart, so that we can read it in our witr, and we can read it if we lead Jum'ah prayer or Eid prayer. This is a Makki surah. Allah says, Azza wa Jal, سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High. سَبِّحْ is an order. And to comply, you should say, سُبْحَانَ Allah, Subhanallah. And what is the meaning of sabbih? Sabbih, in a nutshell, means to purify and to glorify Allah from anything that does not befit Him. Which means that nothing negative can be associated with Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal has nothing that does not befit Him. So if you say that Allah gets tired, Allah is unfair, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't have wealth to give, all of this is nonsense. Subhanallah, I glorify Allah and purify Him from anything that does not befit Him. And that is why one of His beautiful names is As-Salam, and also Al-Quddus, which basically come to the meaning of the one who has no faults, the one who has no shortcomings, the perfect one, the purified one, the glorified one. So Allah Azza wa Jal in this ayah orders His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this order cascades down to us, the believers. Sabbih, you should glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. Never think negative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, one should not die except thinking positive of Allah. When you are on your deathbed, you should not think negative of Allah that He will throw you in hell. This is the time you depart this dunya. So think positive of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah orders us to glorify Him. And He describes Himself as Al-A'la, the Most High. the highest. Allah Azza wa Jal, there's nothing over him. Allah is over everything. And that is why part of Aqidatu Ahli Sunnati wal Jama'ah and all of those of the Salaf, the best of generations, they all agree without any dispute that Allah Azza wa Jal is over his throne. And he is over the seven heavens. And he's over every single thing. Unlike what the innovators say, that Allah Azza wa Jal is not above us. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. How dare they say such blasphemy? How dare they belie the Quran? When Allah tells us that things come down from Him, and the deeds and the good words go up to Him. The angels descend to earth, and then they ascend to Allah Azza wa Jal. All of this indicates that Allah is high. Seven places in the Quran, Allah says, Allah over the throne. And they say, no, He's not. How dare you say such a thing? Said, no, we want to purify Allah Azza wa Jal from what is not acceptable. Not acceptable in your terms or in His terms. Quran is in Arabic. And the Prophet understood it, alayhi salatu wasalam, as such. And so did the companions, may Allah be pleased with them. Allah tells us about His beautiful names and attributes, and you twist them, and you alter them, and you claim that you're doing this for the good, and you claim that you do this to purify Allah from what's not suitable for Him. You know more than Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah is telling us that He is the Most High. And that is why when a companion of the Prophet ﷺ wanted to free a slave girl, the Prophet asked her two questions. Where is Allah? She pointed above and she said, in the heaven. And this means that Allah is over the heavens, because no creation of Allah comes close or in contact with Him. Allah Azza wa Jal does not need the throne, does not need the heavens. There was Allah and nothing was with Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's independent. La ilaha illahu. And whatever you want to supplicate, even the disbelievers, whenever they want to make dua, do they make dua facing the ground? Or their hearts go up and their hands go up and they can feel that Allah Azza wa Jal is over them as Allah on the top, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Pharaoh himself told his minister Haman, build me a structure so that I can climb up to the heavens and look for Musa's Lord. So this is what the Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, called Fir'aun for, to believe in Allah the High. And those who reject that Allah is the Most High share with Pharaoh the same conviction. He didn't believe that Allah was on the heavens. And they also don't believe that. They say that He's not. He's everywhere. Subhanahu wa ta'ala Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, glorify and purify Allah Azza wa Jal, the Most High, from everything and anything that does not befit Him. Because Allah has the perfect life. Allah Azza wa Jal is all perfect. While humans are filled with shortcomings and defaults. سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. Who has created and then proportioned. Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator of all what you see. Everything. The skies, the mountains, the earth, the stars, the planets, the galaxies, the heaven and the earth, the humans and the jinn, the angels. Allah created all of what you see. Not only that, Allah gave each what He has created its proportion. And He fixed that to be in perfect form, subhanahu azza wa jal. So Allah created out of nothing. When we make something out of something. And usually there is a pattern that we follow. Allah Azza wa Jal created everything from nothing. All these huge superpowers that you see with their sophisticated equipment and machinery, can they create? Definitely not. Not even a small fly. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. All what you see, advanced technologies, nuclear power, space travel, breakthroughs in medicine, all of this is nothing when it comes compared to Allah's creation. They cannot even create a fly, as Allah Azza wa Jalla challenged them. Allah challenged them to create a fly, and they will never be able to do this. Not only that, if the fly consumes something, they cannot retrieve that. And this is a challenge. Allah Azza wa Jalla is challenging them. 14 centuries ago, I, as a layman, I don't know what this means, but I know that if a fly takes something, these superpowers cannot retrieve it from it. No matter how much they dissect that fly or do whatever they want to do with it, they cannot retrieve it because Allah says so. All of this you see around you was created by Allah, by one word of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When Allah said, kun, be, and it is. When all of the people would die, Allah says to them, and they are resurrected with one shout, with one word. Yet all this power we have, we cannot even create a single and simple fly. One would say, yes, we can, for example, have these robots. The robots are not human beings. They're not living creatures. They do not think for themselves. They're only programmed to do this or do that. They cannot see. They cannot feel. They don't get hot or cold. They cannot communicate. So all of this is nothing. It's not a fly that has its own instincts and travels here and there and goes and eats and drinks and does whatever it does best. So no one can create as Allah Azza wa Jalla has created, because it is He, الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى, who has created and then proportioned. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى, and who has measured and guided. Measured in the sense that Allah Azza wa Jal has put measurements for everything and put a destiny to everything and preordained everything. And this took place 50,000 years before Allah had created the creation. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when Allah created the pen, He said, write. So the pen asked, what should I write? And Allah said, write everything that will happen from now till the day of judgment. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, this was 50,000 years before Allah Azza wa Jal created the creation. Everything has been preordained. The destiny of man, of humans, of the animals, of the jinn, of everything. It had been all written down. It's with Allah Azza wa Jal, and no one knows what's in it except Allah Azza wa Jal. Where did the pen get this information from? It's from Allah Azza wa Jal. The pen doesn't do anything by itself. It is Allah who gave the pen this knowledge to write down everything. So it is Allah Azza wa Jal who has, subhanahu wa ta'ala, measured everything and preordained everything. And it is Allah who guided. So the guidance is from Allah. And guidance is of two types: universal and religious, as they translated roughly too. Universal in the sense that Allah Azza wa Jal guided everything to do what He has preordained, whether Allah likes it or not. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal ordained, and this is in accordance to His wisdom. And there is this guidance, or the divine will, if you wish, that is related to religious issues, to things that are related to religion. So Allah Azza wa Jal guided all mankind to Islam, believers and disbelievers. He guided them. He showed them the way. However, the universal guidance stated that the disbelievers would disbelieve and the believers would believe. But the religious guidance, Allah Azza wa Jal would love all to become Muslim and to practice and to be guided. But His divine and universal guidance rules. And Allah Azza wa Jal preordains, and whatever He preordained would take place and happen. Allah says, وَأَمَّا ثَمُود فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. Thamud, the tribe of Thamud, whom Allah sent to them, Salih, peace be upon him. Allah guided them, but they preferred blindness to guidance. So Allah guided them, but they refused. They chose not to be guided. Allah says, وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى. So Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who created, who made in proportion, who set the measures and put people's destiny and guided them. He, the Almighty Azza wa Jal, who brings out the posture and then makes it dark, subtle. So what you see, what your cattle feeds on, it is Allah Azza wa Jal who brought out this posture, this greenery, this grass that they feed on. And it's Allah Azza wa Jal that turns it from green into dark and into things that people would not benefit from. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى. We shall make you to recite, so you shall not forget, except what Allah may will. He knows what is apparent and what is hidden. This is a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal to His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we will make you recite and you will not forget. And another interpretation, we will make you recite so do not forget. So it's either a request or a statement. And both are correct. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who reveals the Quran to His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Prophet used to repeat with Jibreel when he was teaching him the Quran. So every time he was reciting an ayah, the Prophet was moving his tongue so that he would memorize it. And Allah said in Surah Al-Qiyamah, لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ. Don't move your tongue. We will make you memorize it. So don't worry about this. Don't be in haste, because this is Allah's gift to you and you will not forget it. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, we shall make you to recite, that is the Quran, so you shall not forget it. Don't worry about it. And there is an exception. Allah says, except what Allah may will, He knows what's apparent and what is hidden. So this means that, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we pledge that you do not forget the Quran that we recite to you. However, there is something that Allah Azza wa Jal may make you forget, because this is intended. Allah says in chapter 2, whatever verse we abrogate or make you forget, we will bring something that is better than it. What does that mean? This means that Allah Azza wa Jal abrogates some of the verses of the Quran. And why would Allah do such a thing? Because Allah Azza wa Jal wills what He wishes. And Allah Azza wa Jal reveals the Quran in accordance to what the people need. So if they needed these verses for a specific time, and Allah Azza wa Jal wills to remove it, He removes it. If Allah wills to make you forget it, He makes you forget it. But the final product, which is the Quran, this is what is been preserved and will be preserved till the Day of Judgment. So Allah Azza wa Jal will reveal the Quran to you, so do not forget it. What about abrogation? Abrogation is something that is found in the Quran itself. And All what is done through Allah's wisdom, is done through Allah's mercy. The Quran was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ, and it took into consideration how the people were. So Allah Azza wa Jal orders them with something and then abrogates it. Allah Azza wa Jal, in the last three verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, Allah says, to Allah belongs what's in the heavens and the earth. And if you show and express what's inside of you or conceal it, Allah will hold you accountable to it. If I conceal my bad thoughts, Allah will hold me accountable to it. I cannot help it. I get these whispers, I get these thoughts. This was abrogated later on. And this is the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, to show us His favors and to show us His blessings. All what you see, advanced technologies, nuclear power, space travel, breakthroughs in medicine, all of this is nothing when it comes compared to Allah's creation. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.